"Only a few moments, Grace. You must allow me a few moments." "Take care, then, sir. For God's sake, take care." The maniac bellowed. She parted her shaggy locks from her visage and gazed wildly at her visitors. I recognized well that purple face, those bloated features. Mrs. Poole advanced.
"Keep out of the way," said Mr. Rochester, thrusting her aside. "She has no knife now, I suppose, and I'm on my guard."
"One never knows what she has, sir. She's so cunning, it is not in mortal discretion to fathom her craft."
"We'd better leave her,"
whispered Mason.
"Go to the devil,"
was his brother-in-law's recommendation.
"Where?"
cried Grace. The three gentlemen retreated simultaneously. Mr. Rochester flung me behind him. The lunatic sprang and grappled his throat viciously and laid her teeth to his cheek. They struggled. She was a big woman, in stature almost equalling her husband, and corpulent besides. She showed virile force in the contest. More than once she almost throttled him, athletic as he was. He could have settled her with a well-planted blow, but he would not strike. He would only wrestle. At last he mastered her arms. Grace Poole gave him a cord, and he pinioned them behind her. With more rope, which was at hand, he bound her to a chair. The operation was performed amidst the fiercest yells and the most convulsive plunges. Mr. Rochester then turned to the spectators. He looked at them with a smile both acrid and desolate.